Hello again, boys and girls. Welcome back to Camp Do-Right. Boys and girls, how many of you just love hearing people bragging about themselves? I mean, isn't it wonderful to hear someone talk about how great they are all the time? Nope, not at all, right? It gets pretty tiring to hear someone always magnifying how great, talented, or wonderful they are. Here's a funny picture that illustrates what bragging would look like physically. In the first picture on the right, the bragger is saying, "Hey, check out this thing I accomplished." The orange square symbolizes his accomplishment. At that point, if he had stopped, it wouldn't have been bragging. But look what happens in the second picture. He is now holding the orange square, his accomplishment, right up to the person's face. But he doesn't stop there. In the third picture, what is he doing? He climbs onto the person's back and wraps his arms and legs around the person and is holding the orange square right in front of the person's face so that he can't see anything else but the orange square. That is exactly what bragging does. Our character trait today is called minimizing bragging. The word minimizing means to reduce something to the smallest possible amount or degree. It means to make smaller, to bring down. In today's story, Brian comes face to face with a bragger, and both he and the bragger learn a very important lesson. I call today's story, A Bragger and a Bear. Brian rolled his eyes. Oh boy, Kevin's bragging again. Kevin was Brian's stepbrother. Brian's mom had died when he was young, and Brian's dad had recently married again. Brian liked his stepmom, Cindy, and he was trying to like Kevin too. But it's kind of hard to like someone who's always bragging about himself. "We beat them 63-0, and I scored 7 touchdowns," Kevin told Brittany. Brittany was Brian's cousin, and they were all camping at their favorite yearly spot. Only this time, things were different because Kevin was there too. Brittany whispered to Brian, "Is Kevin always bragging like this?" Brian shrugged. "I don't know. I just met him." "Well, why did your dad bring him along? I thought this was our camping trip," Brittany asked. Brian looked down. "Well, Dad thinks Kevin is great and that it'll be a good time for everyone to get to know each other and, you know, bond. After all, Kevin's part of our family now." Brian sighed, remembering how things used to be. Brian's dad interrupted them. "Okay, kids, we're heading out for Moose Lake soon. Brian, why don't you, Kevin, and Brittany take care of bear-proofing the camp?" "No problem, Dad," Brian answered. Kevin stopped chewing and stared. Bear-proofing? What's that?" Brian looked at Kevin. "Oh, well, there are bears in these woods, you know, so bear-proofing means locking all your food and trash away where a bear can't smell it or get to it." "Oh, they are so smart to bear-proof. We failed to do that one time we went camping in the mountains. Outside our cabin were these trash cans inside these huge metal crates with locks on them. We didn't think anything of it and just left our trash in the back, little dreaming that bears could be a problem. Know what happened? The next morning when we went outside, the trash bags were ripped apart and the trash was scattered everywhere. The bears had smelled the trash and had come during the night. It was terrible having to clean up that mess. We learned our lesson, and ever after, we stuck our garbage in the metal trash cans and locked the metal crates. Bear-proofing? Yeah, that's the smart way to go. Yucky lesson. Yeah, these guys did not want that to happen to them either. While they were bear-proofing, Kevin said, "Well, we didn't have that problem when we camped in Alaska. Whenever a bear came near our camp, I'd drive it away by shooting over its head. After a while, the bears wouldn't come near us. Bears are seriously no big deal." Brian rolled his eyes. "Well, since you're done eating, Kevin, why don't you put the trash bag in the van? I'd rather not risk the bears finding it." They hiked the lake and spent most of the day there. On their way back, Brian asked, "Dad, can we run ahead? It's not that far to camp." "Sure, son. Just be careful," Dad answered. The kids took off running. "This is such a great place to camp," Kevin said while they were running back. "Of course, I've camped in better places. My dad took me to..." "Yeah, Kevin, we know," Brian interrupted. "You've camped in Alaska. You've done everything. Got it." Kevin became strangely quiet. When they got to camp, Brittany raced ahead. "I've got to get these boots off. My feet are killing me." And she disappeared into the tent. As Brian pulled off his backpack, he noticed that there was trash all over the ground. "Wait a minute. We didn't leave this mess. Where did it come from?" As if in answer, he heard a deep, snuffling, growly kind of sound. Brian's heart dropped. He turned slowly and he saw a huge bear coming out from behind Brittany's tent. Just then, Brittany stepped out of the tent. "Brian, what's that?" Her mouth froze and her eyes widened as she saw the bear. It was so close and it looked so fierce. The bear turned towards Brittany and growled. Brittany stood frozen, unsure of what to do. Brian also froze. That bear could easily take Brittany out with one swipe of his huge claw. All of a sudden, on the other side of camp, they heard yelling. Kevin was waving an egg carton in a paper bag. "Hey, over here! Hey, bear! Look over here!" The bear turned towards the sound and started walking towards Kevin. "Brittany, back up slowly and duck behind the tent," Brian said. Brian ran to join her. They peeked out from behind the tent and saw the bear stalking toward Kevin. "Kevin, drop the egg carton and slowly back away," Brian called. "Move toward that tree and we'll meet you there." Kevin dropped the egg carton as he was told. The bear snatched up the egg carton that Kevin dropped and shredded it to pieces. The kids huddled behind the tree as the bear, disappointed at finding no food, now stood up on his hind legs and let out a huge roar! "What do we do now?" Brittany asked. "We can't run or that bear will chase us." Brian stared at the angry bear. "I've got an idea. We'll back away one tree at a time, and when we get to the trail, that's when we'll run." They slowly backed away from tree to tree until they finally reached the trail. "Now, Brian whispered, and all three kids took off running as fast as their hiking boots would carry them. When they were far enough away, Brittany panted, "Whew, that was close! Thanks for saving me, Kevin." "Yeah, Kevin, that was really brave. You really must know a lot about bears," Brian said. Kevin looked down. "I've never, ever seen a bear in my entire life, except for in a zoo. I was scared to death, and it was all my fault. I didn't put the trash in the van like you asked me to." Brian stared at him. "I thought you said you shot at bears in Alaska." Kevin shook his head slowly. "I've never even been camping before. I've never shot a gun, and I'm no good at football either." Brian's eyes widened. "Then why did you say all those things?" Brian asked. Kevin looked down in shame. "Because your dad kept telling me how wonderful you were at everything and what a great kid you were. I mean, I could never compare to you, so I thought that if I bragged a little about myself, you guys wouldn't look down on me and I'd feel a little better. I can see now that that was wrong." Brian shook his head. "Dad told you that about me, Kevin? Dad kept telling me all about how great you were." Kevin looked up. "Really? Really?" Brian said. "And no, I am not wonderful at everything like my dad thinks I am. I mean, he's my dad, so he's gonna think that regardless, but you'll see. Lots of things I need to get better at." Kevin smiled. "Yeah, me too." Just then, they saw their parents. "There's a bear at our camp," Brittany shouted. "We barely escaped. Wait until you hear how Kevin saved me." Kevin blushed. "It was nothing. Besides, the reason the bear came in the first place was because I..." Brian interrupted him. "We forgot to put the trash away, but Kevin was pretty amazing." Kevin looked over at Brian in surprise. "Thanks," he whispered. Brian smiled. "No problem." Aw, I bet those two became best friends. Brian realized that the whole reason why Kevin was bragging in the first place was because he was feeling insecure about himself and he was trying to make up for it. The Bible talks about bragging in 1 Corinthians 1:31. It says, "If you want to boast or brag, boast only in the Lord." The Bible is saying something important. Once people start bragging and focusing on themselves, they start to become really critical of other people, judging and finding fault. And that's the fastest way to lose friends. So the next time you're tempted to brag about yourself, remember this Bible verse, and instead of focusing on how good you are, brag about all the amazing things that God's done for you instead. Yep, that's right. And that wraps up our story. Are you ready to learn a new song now that goes along with all of this? Let's head over. Okay, boys and girls, our song today is called "You Reap What You Sow." And in the song, there are 13 sign words that I use that I will be teaching you today. The first word is boy. Boy. The second word is respect. You cross your fingers and you go out towards the side. Respect. Respect. The third word is brag. 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 We learned about bragging today. Brag. The fourth word is criticize. It's a backward circle with a slash. Criticize. Criticize. The fifth word is treat. Treat. The sixth word is reap. Reap. The seventh word is sow or grow. It's like something is growing out of a cup. Sow. Grow. The eighth word is lack. It's the opposite. It's like it's going back into the cup. Lack. Lack. The ninth word is give. Give. The tenth word is share. Share. The 11th word is help. Help. The 12th word is today. Today. The 13th and last word is richest. Richest. Okay, let's get started with our song and look for those sign words. Once was a little boy who wanted some respect, so he bragged on himself to everyone he met. He always criticized his friends and treated them like dirt, and he never figured out why his plan didn't work. You reap what you sow, you get what you grow. This is the law that the Lord has made. Give to others and you'll never lack. Plant some good and your good will come back. There once was a little boy who didn't have too much, but he shared what he had with such a loving touch. He always did his best to help with every need he saw, and today that little boy is the richest of all. You reap what you sow, you get what you grow. This is the law that the Lord has made. Give to others and you'll never lack. Plant some good and your good will come back. And your good will come back. And your good will come back. Today's vocabulary words are stalking and insecure. A. Stalking. To approach carefully. B. Insecure. Not confident. Uncertain. How did Kevin feel when Brian's dad started talking about how great Brian was? Did you say B, insecure? That's right. Kevin felt insecure or not very confident about himself compared to Brian. However, feeling insecure didn't stop Kevin from being brave when the bear came stalking towards him. Okay, boys and girls, it's time to head over to our application station for our character check. Follow me. Welcome back to our application station. Okay, boys and girls, so just like in everything in life, there's a good way to go about things and a not-so-good way to go about things. We learned today that bragging is probably not the best way to go, but there is a way to talk about yourself without bragging. You can tell people about yourself and about some of the great things you've done, and you can do it in a confident yet humble way. I think this is an important skill for all of us to learn, especially for all you boys and girls out there. So, let's get started. There are 6 principles I want to talk about today. These principles will help you keep a humble mindset, especially when people compliment you or when you talk about the things that you do. Make sure you listen because I will have a challenge for you at the end. Principle number 1, have a confident mindset and not an arrogant one. To be arrogant means to be full of pride and to look down on others. It's kind of like pretending you're at the top of the ladder, looking down at all your friends because in your mind, you think you're better than them. Arrogant people speak loudly about their accomplishments or their possessions to get attention from other people. Most likely, they're covering up their own feelings of being not good enough. And this attitude comes from a place of insecurity. Remember we talked about what insecurity is? The reason why Kevin in our story was bragging so much was because he felt insecure. So instead of thinking that you're on top of everyone, think of it like this picture, being side by side on that ladder with everyone. Everyone has gifts and talents. Some might be really good at the piano. Some might be better at sports. You might be better at studying. Still others might be really good at being kind and friendly. So instead of thinking that what you do is better than everyone else, acknowledge the fact that other people are good and special too. Having that kind of mentality will keep you from becoming an annoying bragger and will prevent you from coming crashing down when you find that there are other people who are better than you. Principle number 2, admit your insecurities. A lot of people brag because they feel insecure, but the thing is, even confident people feel insecure too. It's okay to admit these feelings to people, especially if you were anxious or nervous about something that you ended up doing really well in. You could say something like this, I was so nervous thinking about playing that piano on stage. I couldn't even sleep last night. But thankfully, when recital time came, I was able to remain calm. When you admit your insecurities to people, it will keep things honest and humble, and the other kids will feel like they can relate to you too, instead of feeling like you're way above them. Principle number 3, keep the I out of it. When you're talking about yourself, try not to use the word I in every sentence. Instead, focus on the people who helped make it happen. For example, when complimented for doing very well in a game, you could say something like this, thank you, I appreciate it, but we won that championship because we all worked together as a team. Try to include other people in the credit for something you did well. When someone tells you how well you play violin, you could say something like this, thank you, I have an excellent teacher. Look for different ways to give credit to the people who helped you. This is a great way to remain humble. Principle number 4 is really important. Avoid criticizing other people to feel good about yourself. Arrogant people try to bring everyone else down, but generous people try to build people up. You know, some people just feel better about themselves when they're criticizing the people around them. So they're very critical about everything. Here's an example. Someone may say something like this. Wow, Danny is so smart. He made an A on his math exam. And a critical person may respond by saying something like this. Well, he didn't do that great in science. I saw his grade and he definitely didn't make an A. Or when someone says something like this, wow, didn't you think that those first graders did a great job in their presentation? A critical person might respond by saying, nah, the second graders did so much better. This is a terrible trap to fall into. No one likes being around a critical person. So whenever you feel criticizing words coming to your lips, maybe because you feel a little jealous of someone else, you need to make a choice to swallow those words. This will require you to really watch what you say. But if you can become a builder-upper instead of a tearing-downer, you will be a huge blessing to everyone around you. Principle number 5, give sincere compliments to others and receive compliments in a humble way. You know, try complimenting people often for the things that they do that you admire. Tell people often that you appreciate their talents, their friendliness, that you appreciate all the hard work that they're doing for the class. This will go a long way. And when someone else compliments you, be humble and say an appreciative thank you. If you want to say more than that, you could say something like this. I appreciate that you've noticed I've tried to work hard. Now, some people fall into this trap thinking it's humility. When someone compliments them, they'll respond like this. Oh, that's not true. I'm not good at all. Even though this may seem like true humility, oftentimes it's simply a way to fish for compliments. Have you met people who like to fish for compliments? They'll say stuff like, I'm not good at anything, or no, I didn't do a good job, because they want people to keep saying, no, really, you were good, or no, for real, you did a good job. So let's not be confused. It's enough to say a humble thank you when someone compliments you. Okay, here's the last principle. Principle number 6. Build your self-confidence. Instead of bragging to other people in the hopes that they will give you an ego boost is when someone says a lot of nice things to make you feel good about yourself. Instead of doing that, try to find new ways to increase your confidence in yourself. Do things for other people. Help others. Remember the second boy in our song did his best to help with every need he saw. That is a sure way to feel good about yourself and to build confidence. Try something creative or new. Practice hard at something you like to do. Make someone's day by giving them a genuine and sincere compliment. Be a blessing to those around you. These are all ways to make you feel good about yourself without the need to brag or boast about your greatness. These were 6 simple principles to keep a humble mindset instead of falling into the trap of feeling like we're better than everyone else. So try to keep these 6 principles in mind and keep a humble mindset. Okay, boys and girls, here's your challenge for this week. try to find at least 4 different ways to compliment and appreciate the people around you. This would include your mom, dad, brother or sister, and teacher. Focus on the good things that other people do and show your appreciation by telling them. Let your mom know that she's an amazing cook. Let your dad know that you think he's the best because he works so hard for your family. Let your little brother or little sister know that you think they're pretty cool and that you're happy they're part of your family. Let your teacher know that you appreciate all the things she is teaching you, even those subjects you don't really like. So try to find 4 different ways to compliment these people and put it into practice this next week, okay? Remember, be ready to check your heart and check your mind all week long. And whenever that criticizing spirit tries to come out, choose to get rid of it and instead let the spirit of looking for the good in other people come out instead. Then you will be the kind of friend that everyone will want to have and keep forever. Well, boys and girls, that's it for today. Remember, doing right means making the wise choice every single moment of every single day. Hope to see you again next time. Bye.